Section 5, U.S.-Saudi Relations. As you read, look for the main focus of U.S.-Saudi relations, examples of assistance the United States gives to Saudi Arabia, how the economies of the United States and Saudi Arabia are connected, and why the United States is not part of some of the international organizations to which Saudi Arabia belongs. Reasons for close ties. The relationship between the United States and Saudi Arabia began in 1940. This relationship is very important to the United States for a number of reasons. One of the most important reasons is Saudi Arabia's role as a leading country in Southwest Asia for Arabs and Islam. Saudi Arabia's location is also important to the United States, especially as the two countries work together to combat extremism and terrorism. Saudi Arabia's vast supply of oil was originally one of the main reasons the United States had a close relationship with Saudi Arabia. But today, the United States produces so much oil that Saudi oil is less important to the U.S. economy. The main focus of the U.S.-Saudi relationship is maintaining peace and combating terrorism in the region of Southwest Asia. As a leading country in Southwest Asia, Saudi Arabia has a lot of influence over other countries with the exceptions of Iran and Israel. As the region continues to deal with issues stemming from the Arab Spring, like the Syrian Civil War and the rise of ISIS, the U.S.-Saudi friendship is more important than ever. The two countries are working together to establish and sustain peace in regions that have been in conflict for a long time. Saudi Arabia is committed to preventing terrorism and helps the United States efforts with military and financial assistance as needed. U.S. assistance to Saudi Arabia. As a result of their long friendship, Saudi Arabia and the United States have worked together closely and assisted each other when needed. The assistance that the United States provides to Saudi Arabia includes military training, equipment, and construction. The United States has helped train Saudi forces to use new weapons, which has helped modernize the Saudi Arabian National Guard. In fact, the United States has even sold military aircraft, weapons, and other military equipment to Saudi Arabia. Additionally, the United States has helped train Saudi forces. Having a strong, well-equipped, and well-trained military in Saudi Arabia is viewed by the United States as a benefit. Bilateral economic relations. In addition to their military relationship, the United States and Saudi Arabia are trade partners. The United States exports many goods and services to Saudi Arabia. In fact, it is one of the leading countries that the United States exports to in Southwest Asia. Additionally, the United States is one of Saudi Arabia's largest trade partners. The United States and Saudi Arabia have signed a trade agreement that outlines their trade partnership to make sure it is beneficial and successful for both countries for years to come. In 2016, the United States imported about $17 billion in goods from Saudi Arabia, and the Saudis imported about $18 billion in goods. In previous years, the United States often imported more than it exported to Saudi Arabia. In 2008, for example, the United States imported about $42 billion more goods from Saudi Arabia than it exported. This creates a large trade deficit. Many Georgia companies trade with Saudi Arabia. In 2013, Georgia's exports to Saudi Arabia totaled $537 million, making it the state's 18th largest trading partner. Goods sold to the Saudis included paper, paper products, wood pulp, poultry, carpets, and flooring. Imports from Saudi Arabia to Georgia totaled about $58 million. Saudi Arabia's membership in international organizations. Saudi Arabia's important place in Southwest Asia is not limited to just that region. Saudi Arabia is a member of many of the same international organizations as the United States. These include the United Nations, International Monetary Fund, World Bank, the World Trade Organization. Additionally, Saudi Arabia is a member of other international organizations that the United States is not a member of. Some of these organizations include OPEC, the Arab League, the Gulf Cooperation Council, and the Muslim World League.